does feel good to be a gangster, doesn't it, Hunter? You and I, feels real good being a gangster. Anyway, good morning. 7:13, Brock Hunter. What?
I said ER, not A.
Oh, sorry. It's yes, so the ER. God, this show's pointless, and I don't know what we're doing. What are we doing right now? What's going on?
You got your, I don't know. What do you got?
It's a morning
WTF or something.
Yeah, we've been doing the show for 6 years. You think we'd have it figured out by now? No. It's, I believe.
I'm in a robe right now in my basement, dude.
You don't have the adult onesie on anymore. Okay, that's good.
It's in the wash.
Wore it for a month straight. The thing's getting a little gamey, huh?
A little gamey. That's a good way of putting it, I guess. A little stiff and gamey, right?
All right, well, robe it all. It's time for your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
That's just the best descriptive word for something stanky.
Yeah.
You get a little gamey over
there. You know
there.
Exactly what it's like by saying that word.
As always, your Morning Dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Yeah. This is sad news and something I don't think a lot of people knew even happened. Arthur, you remember Arthur on PBS?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Official final episode aired the other day. The now classic.
Still on?
It was still on, dude. 25 years. It was the longest
and
running.
I say, hey,
what a wonderful kind of day.
Where we learn to laugh and play.
And I can't remember. And get along with each other.
Let me do it. You don't know the words.
I know most of it.
Step on me.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Sing it again. Sing it again, Hunter.
No, I'm done. No, you'll step on me.
I was trying to get along with it.
You suck.
I want to sing the Arthur theme song. I'm sorry. No, 25 years. It was the longest running animated kids show ever. I had no idea it was still on.
Dude, it was a great show.
I love it.
It probably still is a great show. You know, it has great morals. It teaches you lessons.
Him and DW getting it on.
DW?
Yeah. His weird rabbit friend. Is the one teacher a mole? Was the principal a mole?
What was Arthur?
He's an aardvark. He was an aardvark.
That's right. And you know when he puts the headphones on, he doesn't put them on his ears.
It's like there's one thing you think they could have figured out there. But anyway, I will always remember. And I used to watch Arthur. PBS was on at our house all the time.
All the time.
Growing up, we'd watch
everything. I love Phoebe. What else was that? It was like Lamb Chops. It was Arthur. And then
you had Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Mr. Rogers. A bunch of heartfelt shows, you know?
Was Recess on PBS? I can't remember.
I'm not sure.
One thing I will say, because of Arthur, the amazing TV show, I will never forget how to spell aardvark. Because there was a spelling bee episode. And again, this is how my weird, I can't remember anniversaries or birthdays or anything like that. But I can remember during the spelling bee episode where Arthur is in his clubhouse practicing his words. And when he does aardvark, he goes A-A-R-D-V-A-R-K. And I'm like, I'll never forget aardvark because of that episode on Arthur.
Brock can't spell anything.
No.
He can spell aardvark.
Aardvark. That's what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen. Yeah, 25 years, dude. Longest running.
So nobody's watching anymore? Is that why they're like,
eh? Well, no, maybe at 25 years, they're just changing it up. Who knows?
Yeah. Huh.
I'll have to go watch that. I think I saw a little screen grab the other day, and I'm like, no way. And it shows like DW older. I think she's a cop. And then it's got Arthur with like long hair and a thin little mustache. It's weird, dude. Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think as a kid, I used to watch Thomas the Train. Is that what it was called? Thomas the Train.
Yeah.
And then that show would come on. Yeah. Arthur.
Like, you had six of them. And then the other one, Doug. Doug was on.
That was a great
Doug.
Show, too.
Yeah. Was it Skeeter? Was his best friend?
You remind me of Skeeter.
What?
Yeah, you dirtbag. It's like you're a cross between Todd from Beavis and Butthead and Skeeter.
No, you're thinking of the guy that had the leather jacket and the no.
Yeah, that wasn't Skeeter?
No, that wasn't Skeeter. Skeeter was his best friend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Skeeter was his best friend. So. Yeah.
You remind me of the leather jacket guy with the red hair. Well, anyway, what else you got? What are we talking about?
I was say, didn't the guy in the leather jacket get Patty, the weird like orange girl or whatever? So I'll take it. No one goes for Doug. Doug's a loser. Him in his green vest. What are you doing, Doug? Come on. Lastly, how about this? Some unlucky new car owners are going to have to wait a little longer for their luxury vehicles. A cargo ship from Europe headed to the States has been stuck at sea for days. After a fire broke out on the vessel and had the crew abandon ship. The Felicity Ace was carrying nearly 4,000 cars, including Volkswagens. Porsches, Audis, Bentleys. The ship is still burning out in the Atlantic. Estimated loss is between $450 million and $1 billion.
Dude, that's not good because there's drive-by car lots, man.
Yeah.
It's a struggle to get cars.
There was a weird
thing with, like, chips or something for a while where they couldn't get chips for new cars.
Yep.
And there was, like, a huge, like, waiting list, blah. I don't really know the details on it, but, yeah, not a good thing. You know, it's kind of... It's already down.
Yeah. No, this will really throw it. Granted, it's not like any car you and I are going to get. These are luxury cars. Maybe a Volkswagen Rabbit you and I could afford, but the rest of it we couldn't get.
Maybe.
Here's the thing, though, Hunter, is I'm pretty sure because of maritime laws, like, that's up for grabs. So, like, if you and I wanted to go get, a different boat and drag that thing, we get to keep that boat and what's on there because it's in the open seas.
Wow. You just got a boat?
And let's go get it, man. You and I, we're going to be...
It's not going to yank that.
We're going to be... Once we get it going, I mean, it's going to start off slow, but... Now, put her in low, man. We're going to be like modern-day pirates. This is awesome. This is so cool.
You know?
Yeah.
No, that's the worst idea.
It's a dumb idea. How'd Brock and Hunter die? They took his boat out and tried to take this cargo ship full of cars.
Sounds exhausting.
That's it. Anyway, so what do we got? We got Arthur finishes a 25-year run, and Hunter and I are going to be cargo ship pirates. We're going to get ourselves a free cargo ship.
Cars.
That's right there. Mm-hmm. All right, that is your morning dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rockwell.